Sweet Vaita Gadha Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
So this is one book called Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is written 500 years ago in Bengali, and it was translated by Prabhupada. I'm going to read one verse and then read what Prabhupada said about it, and then I'll just say a few words. So, Namavinu Kali Kale,
Namavinu Kali Kale,
Nahi Aradharma,
Nahi Aradharma,
Sarvamantra Saranama,
Sarvamantra Saranama,
E Shastra Marma,
E Shastra Marma.
Namavinu Kali Kale,
Namavinu Kali Kale.
Nahi Aradharma,
Nahi Aradharma,
Sarvamantra Saranama,
Sarvamantra Saranama,
E Shastra Marma,
E Shastra Marma.
In this age of Kali, there is no other religious principle than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Please report. The principle of the parampara system, the principles of the parampara system were strictly honored in the ages Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. But in the present age, Kali Yuga, people neglect the importance of this system of Shrota parampara, or receiving knowledge by disciplic succession. In this age, people are prepared to argue that they can understand that which is beyond their limited knowledge and perception through the so-called scientific observations and experiments, not knowing that actual truth comes down to man from authorities. This argumentative attitude is against the Vedic principles, and it is very difficult for one who adopts it to understand that the holy name of Krishna is as good as Krishna himself. So here are some important points we should understand. First of all, Prabhupada talks about different ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. So this refers to a time span of 4,300,000 years, which is divided into different ages. And the first age is lasting for 1,800,000 years approximately. The next age, Treta Yuga, or the Silver Age, it's called the Treta Yuga, sometimes called the Silver Age. Sometimes the Satya Yuga is called the Golden Age. So the Treta Yuga is sometimes called Silver Age, and that lasts for 800,000 years. And, it lasts for 1,200,000 years approximately. Then Dwapara Yuga lasts for about 800,000 years. And in this present age, Kali Yuga lasts for about 432,000 years. So it's a long period of time. But in each of those spans of human civilization, it said there's different kinds of religious principles which are practical for those ages. Just like, you know, we have to be practical. What is good in one time and place is not good in another time and place. So in Satya Yuga, it is said that people used to live for 100,000 years. Their lifespan was 100,000 years before they have to die. In Treta Yuga, they used to live for 10,000 years. And in Dwapara Yuga, they used to live for 1,000 years. But in Kali Yuga, it's said that maximum a person generally lives is 100 years. So our life is very short. So in the Satya Yuga, in the age when people used to live for a long time, and when people were very pure, they had no bad habits, there was no such thing as meat eating, there was no such thing as illicit sex, or gambling, or intoxication. They used to do meditation, and they used to do this Hatha Yoga, sit in asana, and do breathing exercises, and their hearts were so pure that they could immediately they could visualize and realize that God was within their heart. It was so pure in those ages. And then in the Treta Yuga, when there was some more contamination, we can say one quarter contamination, one quarter of the vices had been introduced. Then there was a different process. Treta Yam Yagya Makai. That means that in Treta Yuga there were big organized sacrifices. Something like you may have heard in the Bible something about sacrifices. But this was originally introduced in Treta Yuga. They used to have a system of religion where there were many, many priests and a very complicated system of rituals, and they used to have a fire, and they used to say so many mantras, which are like hymns, sound bites, special sound vibrations, and they used to, sometimes they pushed an animal into the fire. An animal was sacrificed. So this was a very complicated and expensive procedure. Everything, there was so much gold had to be used, so many jewels had to be used. And because people were very rich then and there was no problems, a shortage, then that was the recommended process. And at that time, even from the higher planets, from the spiritual world, the Supreme Lord used to appear himself in front of all his devotees at the time of these sacrifices. Then in the next age, Dwapara Yuga, there was a system of temple worship. In that age, many people used to build big temples, big churches, and they used to attend the churches and the temples. And this was their form of God realization. To realize God, they adopted this process.